Yeah. What? What do you do? What? Oh my goodness, we talked about this for about 5 minutes, about 2 Sundays or maybe even 3 Sundays ago, and I am so excited to have them back. 5 minutes just wasn't enough. We're talking about Team Women. Have you heard of them? It's all about inspiring women and girls to rise together. Let me say it again. They inspire women and girls to rise together. And I think it is a remarkable organization, and I do hope you will find as much joy in what we talk about tonight as I will. Katie Burke is joining us. She is the executive director, and it is such a pleasure to have you back, darling.
I'm so happy to be here, especially on this special day. Happy
I
Easter,
know.
Carolyn.
Happy Easter to you and your family as well. Was it a good day?
It was fabulous. We went to the Good Day Cafe for a little Easter brunch, something totally different for our family.
Oh, I love Good Day Cafe. It's a good breakfast.
It
Good
really is.
breakfast.
How about you?
You know, I had a beautiful day. We went to Crave in St. Louis Park, and it was about
Nice.
16 of us or something like that, and we all just had a blast having brunch, and it was absolutely beautiful. I had to stop myself from crying because I kept looking down the whole, length of the table going, wow, this is so beautiful. So thank you, honey. Thank you so much for coming back to really talk about what Team Women does. So what do you do? Let's lay it out.
Let's do it. Okay, so we are a nonprofit and we provide leadership development and mentoring for professional women and girls, actually all women and girls. And we do that 3 different ways. Our pillars are leadership development events and our mentor program and then youth empowerment. And our leadership development, we have about 40 events a year. The one we're going to talk about a lot tonight is the Leadership Conference coming up May 4th. And well, that's an all-day inspirational event where we have a variety of speakers that meet everybody's needs. And it's just a wonderful day to come, connect, get energized, learn something, and expand your network. And through
Let's talk
our
about Hold on just a moment, because I really
Yeah.
want to make sure that people know and they hear about women, 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 girls, girls, girls. But we are talking about life-changing events happening for some of the
Yeah.
girls from their mentors and that sort of thing. Give me a look on the inside when it comes to mentoring the girls and how they are doing. How long has this program existed? And have you had many of them come back to say, oh my gosh, let me tell you what I'm doing now?
Oh, really good. That's awesome. Thanks, Geraldine. Yes, we have, well, through our mentor program, we pair mentors and mentees together. That's for professional women. And we've had life-changing experiences through that program. We have had women that, especially in the last couple of years, that have really needed to have somebody ride along the journey of this uncertain times that we've been in as they've navigated not only their personal situation, which has changed drastically for young moms that are, managing extra responsibilities at home, distance learning for their kids, but also their career. So having a mentor ride alongside them to be at that supportive system. The results we've seen women have been, successfully staying at their job or making the decision to leave their job, And that's been equally impactful. I've seen several women that have been in the C-suite, but also young professionals just make a decision in the last year or two to really change their life and set it up more for a life of passion and purpose and make difficult decisions. And they come back to Team Women because we are that community of support and fellowship and safe and honest conversations, and that they can meet other women that are in different industries, but are giving them hope, to make, career-changing decisions. We've seen women rise to the C-suite, for those that have taken that next step in their career. There has been just so much transition going on right now in women. You know that. I mean,
Right. Absolutely.
the impact really hit women hard. through the course of the pandemic. And so it's just an enormous amount of change. And what they have said repeatedly is that the community that Team Women offers is that community where they are restored to hope. They learn new skills and strategies for navigating stress and their mental wellness. Mm-hmm. And then also, we've also peppered in a lot of financial empowerment conversations too, because, you know, you can't make any decision without really understanding the implications of your own financial household. So we've been able to offer a lot of free programming in that regard too, sponsored by one of our great sponsors, UBS. So,
you know, you talked about the pillars. Of course, leadership is at, you know, at the top of some of that. And I keep asking myself, because I know when I was getting my undergraduate degree in organizational leadership, by the time I went to St. Kate's to try to work on my master's in leadership, all of a sudden, new definitions of leadership came forward, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, new pillars underneath leadership came to be. How is that? How does it affect Team Women, specifically under the leadership piece? Because it seems to be changing more in our last three decades than they had seen before.
I completely agree. I mean, and the way we talk about it too, you know, a lot
right.
of emotional intelligence, you know, now and also organizational development. I mean, there's so many aspects of leadership. And what I feel like the vernacular that's changing right now around it mm-hmm. is all around actually mental wellness. I mean, it just kind of, you know, again, booking speakers all the time, leadership is leadership. It's just packaged a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I mean, so it's talked about a little bit differently. But culture and engagement are key aspects of leadership, building your team. So those fundamental aspects of leadership are still there, but the focus might be a little bit different. So, you know, right now leaders are really tuned into building a culture that's engaged, and how are we doing that in a real diverse workplace now, meaning remote workplace. And hybrid, and, you know, again, just so many things have changed, and talent is at a premium. So organizations are really shifting the way they, the way that organizations are looking at talent is so differently. They're meeting talent where talent needs to be met, meaning leaders, meaning staff, meaning, and making shifts and changes to accommodate different schedules different aspects of the way people need to work. I mean, it's just different now.
You know, so I've been reading about this particular new generation of children, you know, those that are between the ages of, I would say, 5 and 14. And it's remarkable. You may have amazing speakers come in and talk about leadership, but I would expect those young girls to walk right up to that speaker and ask a profound question about leadership. Mm-hmm. This is what my expectation is, because these children coming up now are remarkably mm-hmm. smart. When they're engaged, they are completely engaged. And just yes. keeping up with the mentors for them, how do you do it?
Well, Sherilyn, you're so funny. In our youth empowerment, we actually don't have one-on-one mentors. We have coaches that come in and coach the kids on confidence, mental wellness, resilience, and leadership. So four aspects, four pillars in our youth empowerment under Empower Leadership Academy. And our coaches are absolutely phenomenal. And you're right. These kids, that's where I have so much hope, because this next generation, they show up, they're at the table, they're listening, they're vulnerable, they're asking for what they need. And they're really raw with, hey, this is how I need to learn how to manage stress differently. You know, again, that's another form of emotional intelligence, right?
Right.
So
right.
it's just that we're calling it what it is, which is mental wellness. You know, that's all in emotional intelligence. How are we having courageous conversations? So the coaches really give them strategies and tips for how to make decisions, how to ask for what they need, how to be confident leaders. They practice. They not only in our academies do we teach skills, but we give them time to practice those skills so that they can take them back. So, for example, public speaking, you know, somebody might be really afraid of speaking, you know, just giving a presentation at school. But we will put them, and so we give them time to actually practice. So
it's so needed. I mean, whether they are women that have these coaches or if they are girls that have these coaches, it's the sharing of the information as they go home and into their communities. This is information the girls I know will share. And it is beautiful because they are rising up. We are seeing it. We are watching it, hearing about it in their schools, you know, watching them play. My daughter, my granddaughter is 9 years old, almost 10, and she's in a running group now. And this is a remarkable young girl. What are the ages for those that can come in and join Team Women?
So we are Youth Empowerment Academies, Empower Leadership Academy, is 5th through 12th grade. And awesome. When we have, and usually we have them, you know, separated. So it's middle school girls and high school girls because the context of what we're talking about might be a little bit different. But you're right. The peer-to-peer learning is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And because of hybrid, we now can do virtual academies. So they'll hear from kids. Like we held an academy for the community and Medtronic, the workforce of Medtronic, which is global, as you know. And
yes,
the kids could be, the girls were from the East Coast to the West Coast. And again, just talking about what's really going on for them. How are they navigating change? How are they showing up in school, in their peer groups? How are they becoming confident leaders? How are they feeling? Because it starts with self-awareness. I mean, how do they feel about themselves? And that's where we spend a lot of time, is just getting them to be vulnerable, to be able to talk freely and give them strategies so that they feel like they can verbalize what's going on and hear from other peers. They're not alone and they're supported.
All right, let's talk about some of the events that are coming up that people may really be interested in. My listeners may be truly interested in these. Go for it. I think you have about five of them listed right now on your website, but there's more.
Yeah, we have about 40 events that we do a year. So, like, for example, a wine and book club that's coming up this week. That's complimentary for any members. The book that we're starting is Professional Troublemaker, the Fear Fighter Manual. I'm not, do you know her? Lovey Ajayi Jones?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah, we just finished Mel Robbins' High Five Habit. So again, these are great speakers. So that gives you a little bit about our content, you know, like what are women, we are there to support women in all aspects of mental wellness too. And then after that, we've got just a happy hour, because that's the thing, what we know right now, because COVID is lifting, although, you know, and I hope it continues that way, that what people really want, because they haven't been out together, is to have opportunities to come and connect. Social capital, increasing, you know, just have an opportunity to come connect. And so that's coming up on April 25th. It's at Punch Bowl Social. That's a happy hour. So people can come and then they can meet new friends and then come to our leadership conference, which is on May 4th. And May 4th, our speakers are absolutely phenomenal. I mean,
oh my gosh, fierce women, fierce.
I know, fierce. So Courtney Godfrey, she's a reporter. She's relevant. She's a young mom, 2-year-old. She's got, she was an amputee, is an amputee, and she put her career on pause in last May to pursue professional snowboarding. And
wow,
which I think is so relevant.
Awesome.
Because KMSP, you know, said, yes, take a pause. You're a great talent. We want you back. You pursue your passion. She went and tried out for Paralympics. And she's never been a professional snowboarder at all, but she tried out. And while she didn't make the team, she was able to pursue that passion, and now she's back reporting. So the whole story of her, I think, is awesome because she's very inspirational. She, you know, she's totally navigating a lot in her schedule, personally and professionally. But then her employer really gave her grace to do what she wanted and then welcomed her back. And then Winnie Holmes is a director in L.A., and she is coming in. She directs shows like The Neighborhood and Family Reunion. And she has transitioned her career. You know, she's been a script supervisor for 30 years. And now she's transitioning in her 50s to director, which is really hard to do. She's in a male-dominated field, and she's a woman of color. So that's a double barrier, right? But she's succeeding, and she's doing it. And so that's the story, too, Geraldine, that we're seeing. It's like women transitioning and making it. And so she's speaking on how to direct your own life. So, again, taking charge of your life, and what are you going to do differently? And then Heather Christ is. Go ahead.
Well, we're running out of time. So Shasta Nelson is friendship expert. Tell me a little bit about her.
Yeah, she's awesome. So she speaks on frenemacy. Again, like I mentioned, women are just needing friendship and fellowship and support. And she speaks all over helping women develop friendships in the work environment, too, because, you know, sometimes women can be competitive with one another. And how do we?
Sometimes. Come on now. Okay, very quickly, Kelly Williams, of course, founder of Williams Brand Consulting, co-founder of 40 Acres Investments, and Heather Christ, managing director of Wealth Management USA, UBS Financial Service, Inc. And then there's Miss Shannon Paul. Last question.
Oh,
she's
the
MC, and she's speaking at the event.
Yeah, she's interviewing Winnie. Yeah, and can I say about our anchor? Who's bringing it home?
I'm bringing it home.
You're bringing it home.
I'm going to show up and sing one song, and I'm so excited about it. If people want more information about all that you do and how they can get their girls involved in it, where do they go?
Yeah, they go to teamwomenmn.org. Yeah. And I have just to thank UBS, our presenting sponsor, for this conference, because they have just been, all of our sponsors have been an amazing support to our organization. Again, we're a nonprofit. So all our mission, we speak our mission, we walk our mission, we're all about bringing women together to help them rise together. So,
well, you know, I love the organization. I love the organization. Love you. Katie Berg, thank you so much for joining us and telling exactly who you all are. And let's get more girls involved, more mentors involved, more speakers involved, just more. Because the women are making it happen. I'm so sorry we have to leave you. We're looking forward to it. The big event is on May 4th. If you're interested in any information, just go to teamwomenmn.org. You take care. Take care.
Thanks, Geraldine. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.